Udelka LeClaire knows that community turnout tends to be low at city council meetings, and that's part of why she's running for a council seat. She sees herself as a community member stepping up to be a bigger part of the process.
I don't see a whole lot of us community members attending, speaking yay or nay. Maybe it's time for me to take it up a little higher and be that advocate.
It's not the first time LeClaire's tried to leave a mark on town since she moved here 14 years ago. She helped set up the entire GCI network in the Aleutians as the company's regional manager, which she says prepares her for complicated council tasks like city budgeting. But she's had another focus as a resident, and that's volunteering. PCR gave her its Community Star Award this year for her work with Teens for Health, a scholarship program started by her recently graduated daughter Cynthia. PCR Director D. Tyrell McGirt also worked with LeClaire on the clinic's board of directors. He says she's well-connected and always willing to help.
I think she's just an active voice. She's one of the community members who, you know, you have a lot of people who say they want to get involved in and want to do things. She actually does it.
He also notes that she and her opponent, Dennis Robinson, play an important role in the council election.
I think they speak for a larger population, which is the people of color here on the island. It's kind of tough at the same time to see two people of color going against each other, but I also like that they have a voice.
LeClaire is the first challenger Robinson's faced as an incumbent councilor, and she already knows what she'll prioritize if she wins, reducing the cost of living in Unalaska by working to expand housing opportunities and cut energy costs. She didn't think the city should become a landlord by building the 8-plex and 4-plex, and she stands by that now. Instead, she wants council to focus on facilitating new developments.
Make it easier for people to develop their land that they have, or for people to have land, be willing to sell it to people that are willing to develop those lands so we can have affordable housing, so we can rail the market a little bit.
It all comes down to what LeClaire feels the community is asking for. She says she'd hold herself accountable to public input, both in and out of council chambers. And she's had plenty of time to consider how she'd approach the job. She says she's been interested in running for council for about 5 years. This is the first election where she's been eligible. She became a U.S. citizen in 2013.
It was time for me to stop contemplating and start moving forward. So the minute I became a citizen is when my family knew that, okay, this is an interest, this is a reality. And that's why this year I can say, yes, I have everything docked. I'm a U.S. citizen. I've been here 14 years and I'm ready.
For LeClaire, it's the next adventure in a long track record of community involvement. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.